Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joining us in the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline to talk about tomorrow night's game here on WCCO. That would be the Timberwolves and Memphis game two and much more. Pooh Richardson, always good to visit with you. I'm watching Toronto and Philadelphia as we speak, and I'm thinking you're a Philly kid. Did you ever want to play for the Sixers?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, man. Yeah. You know, as a young guy, and then plus me being from South Philadelphia, and walking distance of the facilities, it was one of those dreams, one of those stories that never came true. But that was all right.
Who were the star players when you were growing up that inspired you? Was it Dr. J?
Yeah, of course, Dr. J, Maurice Cheeks, Andrew Toney. You know, just all those great players. From Doug Collins, used to love Doug Collins.
Oh, yeah.
Bobby Jones, really good. Good teams. We had some good teams in Philly.
They said the Doc and George McGinnis were tough to play together, even though McGinnis was really good too. Did you like McGinnis?
I like George McGinnis, but I just thought the mix with him and Doc wasn't good. It wasn't good, and I thought Darryl Dawkins was good. I mean, we had some good players.
Oh, Caldwell really Jones good. In the middle.
Yeah, and then they went on quiet. Clement Johnson later. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have some good players. Clint Richardson. We have some good players.
Yeah. Well, Pooh, we're watching the playoffs here, of course, with the Timberwolves' eye on what's going on. And, of course, they beat Memphis in game one and really kind of put them back on their heels. I mean, you know, you kept waiting for Memphis to make that big run that they never made. What were your assertions of what happened in game one? And does that tell you anything about the series, or does it not matter until we see how Memphis adjusts?
Well, Memphis will adjust, especially playing in the grindhouse. But what happened was Cat happened. Mm-hmm. Carl Anthony Towns happened. When you have a big like him that can do it from the inside, outside, and he mixed it up on him. I think he's too much to handle for any of those guys on that team. He's just really too much to handle.
So you think they've got their matchup, what they want? I mean, obviously Edwards was great too, but you're saying as you look at it from a basketball player's perspective, if Towns is on, they don't really have an answer for him.
Well, he don't have to be super on. It's just being aggressive. Mm-hmm. If he's being aggressive and attacking and stay engaged, I know the playing game, a lot of people was talking about the playing game. He had fouls, and I was telling people, you know, don't worry about it because, you know, that's a learning experience. He's still young. He's still a youngster as well. And talking about Edwards, you know, just let him just do whatever he's going to do. Just let him just run free. Let him run free, do whatever he's going to do, and let him be the guy he was at Georgia. So let him do his thing.
And I suppose for a coach sometimes it's harder because you know you got to let him go, and at the same time he'll take some shots that might drive you nuts, but you have to be patient enough to live with that, right?
No question. That's part of developing a youngster, because what happens through the course of even a season or maybe a few seasons, he will learn what's a good shot, what's a better shot. You know, the difference between a good shot and a better shot is where you want to get him at. But because he has such great talent, you know, super athletic, you know, worked on his jump shot, you could tell he's been a little bit more consistent. And when you have to respect that, there's no one one-on-one going to hold him down because his athletic prowess is too good. So I think you just got to live with the good and the bad with him. But it's going to be more good than bad.
Pooh Richardson, our guest. How do you take on Morant? What do you try to do to him?
Well, I think in screen and roll situations, I think you got to trap him, and I think try to take the ball out of his hand. I know it's easier said than done. I think when because he's a one on one player, he's really good. He's super talented. You know, I love everything about him, and I think he's fearless. I think with Cat inside, you know, once he beat the first line of defense, you know, if Cat stay aggressive, you know, block some shots or just have a big presence in the paint, and you trap the screen and rolls, I think you pre-rotate, which means that once you see the screen happen, you immediately trap, and then you send the weak side to come rolling over to the roll man. And that'll take the ball out of his hand and force him to throw it actually cross court, which means that now you got to throw the ball to two different people before he gets it back. And
sure.
That's important.
Yeah, important. And then you do the math for people that don't understand. Then you do the math on a 24-second clock, and it becomes very difficult.
No doubt. There you go. That's exactly what you would do with him. That's what I would do with him.
Now, Pooh, do you see, you know, we talk
one-on-one.
Yep. He wants to isolate all the time, right?
Yes.
Now, in the playoffs, is it a lot different? Do you throw out what happens during the regular season between two teams? Do those matchups mean nothing? Do they mean anything?
I don't think they mean anything. You know, because normally in the playoffs, the teams that prevail are always getting the X factor guy, a guy that's normally an 8 to 10 point guy. He'll get 16 or he'll get 18, or, you know, he explode one game, and that gives you just that step, that one step ahead, only because when you're scouting during the playoffs, because it becomes really condensed, the scouting reports, and you really focus on the main guys. But it's normally a guy that you don't really focus on, who might be just a marginal guy, not even a marginal guy, because all NBA guys are really good players.
Yeah.
But it's a guy who may be, who's good, like I said, gets 6 to 8 points, and all of a sudden he's getting 14, he's getting 16. When you get those kind of points in the playoffs, you double it, because it means twice as much. If a guy averaging 4, he gets 8, that's just as equivalent as 16 if you get 8 in the playoffs. Mm.
Okay, so you got to know Patrick Beverley when he was out there in L.A. playing for your former team, the Clippers. And obviously, he's if you've watched him throughout the year, Minnesota fans have really taken notice. They've watched the last couple of games as to what he is. He probably is more of an irritant in the playoffs, but he's also a player. Who is Patrick Beverley from an NBA player's perspective?
Well, I think he's tough. He accepts challenges. He doesn't back down. And he wears motion on his sleeve. And he's a team guy, and, you know, he's a blue collar guy. He just works hard. You know, he don't have a lot of finesse things or a lot of skill wise to his game, far as what we see or people from the outside or as a fan see as skills, like a great shooter, no, a great ball handler, no, a super passer, no, you know. But he's a great defender. He's a great leader. He's athletic, and he's tough. And that's what you need in the playoffs. He's tough.
Somebody told me that they thought he made Karl Anthony Towns a lot better player by bringing out a toughness in Karl Anthony Towns, because Karl did kind of flip a switch during the year. Do you think that's accurate?
Yeah, I think it's Eklund. I think he gave. I think by him being around, I think he and he's been around a lot of players and a lot of good players. Beverly has, and I think it helps Edwards as well. You know, I will say, and even though Cat has turned the switch, and Beverly, I think Beverly did play a part, and I think a lot of the misunderstanding of that was the same thing that Jimmy Butler was trying to do.
Yep.
I don't know if
that's a good point. Right. That's what he was looking to do. It didn't work out, but that's what he was trying to do, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I think that was the whole thing. And I think as you get older and you start, see, when you're young and you playing in the NBA, because I was a young guy also playing in the NBA. But when you're a young guy playing in the NBA and you don't have people around you that's trying to explain to you exactly what's going on, and they leave and it's left up to you to just to figure it out yourself, most of the time you're going to figure out wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if there was people around, and I don't know who has who around, but I'm just saying if it was people around, they'd say, you know, Jimmy's only trying to do this. He's only trying to get this out of you. He's only trying to, you know, because he's been there. He know having you will elevate the team. You know, if you had this kind of mentality, and sometimes you don't get it as a youngster, because I've been there. I've been there with Coach Musselman. I wasn't getting it as a youngster, but as time go on and you see it, you say, "Oh, that's what was going on."
Mm-hmm.
But you
and Pooh Richardson, our guest, do you have to dial that back and say it turns out it really wasn't personal? Because is the tendency to take it personal when you're young?
Yes, it's a big tendency to take it personal, because here's what happens in the NBA, and I explained this one time when I was talking to some people when I was back there. A coach have a philosophy, and normally it doesn't make sense for you early because you just used to playing college and rolling the ball out, and the best players play, and you go out and you perform and you do well and you play and you get your minutes, you do all that other stuff. But when you're being tested for your intestinal fortitude and stuff like that, you know, everybody's out there trying to win a job or get a job.
Mm-hmm.
And when you are being tested and no one is really helping you out to understand what coach is doing, it's easy to take it personal.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to take if a player who's having experience like a Jimmy Butler telling you certain things and the way he's doing it, it's easy if no one in your ear is saying, man, he's just trying to get this out of you. He's just trying to do this, man. Just be patient. Don't worry about it. You know what? You'll be fine. Like, sometimes you need that. You need that reinsurance.
Yes.
And now all of a sudden you feel you're backed up in the corner. It's only you fighting for yourself.
Yes. And if somebody tells you that, then you say, okay, this guy wants to see me be better. He's actually on my side. Exactly. And once you tell me that, now I'm all in, right?
Oh, now you're all in. Yes. Now you're all in. And like I said, we've been doing the same things. Well, when you playing for an expansion team, like the times when I was playing, my first year, or whatever, and Coach Musselman is, you know, massaging me, testing my intestinal fortitude. You know, it was guys on my team who played for him in the CBA that never came to my rescue and say, "Hey, man, he's only trying to do this." So I felt I was by myself.
Sure. Absolutely. Makes sense. I think it's true. I think it's true anywhere. Yeah. Yeah. I remember. I mean, I won't take this too far down, but Jerry Kramer, who just went to the Hall of Fame for the Green Bay Packers, is giving his Hall of Fame speech. And he's talking about Vince Lombardi. And he says, "I don't know if I'm on foot or horseback. I don't know if I'm progressing or regressing as a player." And I'm sitting in the locker room one day, and I had just had a bad practice, and coach was all over me. And he comes up to me in the locker room. I've got my face turned towards the locker, and he says, "Let me tell you something, son. When you are on the verge of becoming one of the greatest offensive linemen in this game, if you just keep doing what we tell you." And he says it changed everything, because up to that point, I thought that I was in his doghouse, and I didn't realize what he was seeing.
That's right. Because they've been there, and they've been there longer than you. They've seen more. They've been in yep. more situations, and sometimes we don't get it. But I think Cat is getting it. He's doing well, and I'm so happy for him. He's such a great kid, man. Great kid. Great young guy. Great young guy, and is nothing but, you know, he truly don't have a ceiling.
That's pretty good news to get that. Last question, Doc Rivers, another guy you know from the East Coast that you know, Clippers and everything else. How good a coach is he?
Doc is a really good coach. I think Doc is a good coach. I think Doc, he liked players that play hard, play defense. You know, kind of like the old New York Knicks teams where he played on. If you could play defense and you do everything you do, mistakes or no mistakes, if you do it with energy, I think Doc he'll let you go. He'll let you roll. He make in-game adjustments. So I like Doc. I think Doc is a really good coach.
Pooh, always great stuff tonight, as always. Really interesting to get your perspective and a thought pattern that I hadn't followed before, but Butler and Beverly, that's a very interesting analogy. Thank you so much, and I hope we can call you again during the playoffs.
Oh, no problem. You know, anytime. Go Wolves, man. That's it.
I'm hearing you. That's not Boo, that's Pooh, as in Pooh Richardson.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.